You're free now. Free to stream beyond your wildest dreams. Free to be everything you imagine, and then some. That's how it feels to have Quantum Fiber. Your world unleashed. Learn more at quantumfiber.com. Limited availability. Service in select locations only.
KSL News Time 445. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
UDOT is looking to build a new interchange on I-15 in Davis County and expand another just a bit to the north. I'm KSL News Radio's Adam Small.
Second, breaking news. We are just learning that an airplane carrying two people crashed this afternoon in Alaska. State troopers say a Douglas DC-4 airplane crashed just minutes after takeoff and that no survivors have been found yet. Third, traffic and weather together, Ricky.
A small accident northbound I-15 at 6 North. It's out of traffic on the shoulder. It's not slowing you down, but we do have delays on northbound I-15 from 2100 South all the way to the North Interchange. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Mostly sunny skies with temperatures in the 70s, but changes are coming. I'm Kevin Eubank.
72 degrees at the KSL Common Spirit Studios. Now time for KSL's top national stories.
ABC News, I'm Daria Aldinger. The former publisher of the National Enquirer told the jury in Donald Trump's hush money trial that he agreed to be the eyes and ears of the former president's 2016 campaign. David Pecker confirmed he suppressed harmful stories about then-candidate Trump and even arranged to purchase a doorman's silence. The Senate's expected to vote tonight on a $95 billion bill, which would provide much-needed aid to Ukraine.
I can assure you that once it gets to his desk, he will sign it as quickly as possible. I can also assure you that quickly on the heels of that, you will see the first security assistance package going forward to Ukraine.
White House National Security Communications Advisor John Kirby. A four-engine transport plane crashed near the airport in Fairbanks, Alaska. The FAA says two people on board are dead. Arizona state lawmakers reconvene tomorrow to once again address the state Supreme Court's decision to uphold a law that bans almost all abortions. This is ABC News.
Hey, Casey Scott here, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Project Recovery, sponsored by Reprieve Recovery. It's a podcast about addiction, but more importantly, it's about recovery. My co-host, Dr. Matt Woolley, and I hear stories about overcoming addiction and going from rock bottom to living a healthier and sober lifestyle.
We also share strategies with people at all stages of recovery, and we hope it'll help you find what works best for you, and we can support one another. That's Project Recovery, a KSL podcast. Subscribe for free anywhere you listen to podcasts.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big money on everything for your next project at Menards. Spring is here, making it the perfect time for outdoor projects. Suncast storage sheds are an excellent solution for protecting outdoor lawn and gardening tools. They're easy to assemble, and the all-weather construction provides water resistance and UV protection. Save big on Suncast storage sheds. View our selection of Suncast products today in-store and on Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Did you know you can get the three things you need to know delivered right to you? Just go to KSLNewsRadio.com, click on menu, and then newsletter.
Or go to the KSL News Radio app, and you click on menu, and then it's email alerts.
This is even easier. Just text the word inbox to 57500.
Get the top national and local stories with the three things you need to know newsletter.
Time now for the KSL In-Depth. Senator Mike Lee is expressing his disapproval of the series of foreign aid bills passed by the House this weekend and is rallying behind efforts to kill the bill. Joining me live is KSL Night co-host Leah Murray. Leah, thanks for being with me.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
So what's this all about? What exactly has Mike Lee said about this, the bill or bills?
Yeah, so Yeah, and basically what you just said in your national news, Maria, was that this bill is moving forward. We expect the president to sign it, so I don't think Senator Lee is going to win this argument. But his argument basically is, if we are sending money to Ukraine, I think he's really hung up on Ukraine, although there is money in the package for defending Taiwan if necessarily, as well as Israel and Gaza, right? Like, so it's a foreign policy, you know, kind of like package to defend all of those things. But his hang up on Ukraine very specifically is, you know, like an America first. Does that make sense? Mm-hmm. Senator Lee, I think, is leaning into, we should be funding things. I think specifically he would talk about border security before we go defending Ukraine from Russia.
Yeah, I think it's interesting, though, that he is kind of focusing on Ukraine rather than just saying, I think we need to focus on America first before all of these places.
Yeah, no, I think it's partially because Ukraine was a Biden, right? For like the last 2 years, this has been something that President Biden's been adamantly like, we are going to support Ukraine. So, you know, in an election year, it makes sense to kind of ding the president of the other party when you can. So I think he sees Ukraine as a Biden issue. You know, Taiwan's wrapped up in China, and we've got drama with China, like over TikTok and things like that. And then Israel, right? Republicans have been pretty pro-Israel always. So that's those are both easier, I think, for Mike Lee to get on board with. But Ukraine, I think, reads as a Democratic defense, if that makes sense. So he's going to attack mm-hmm. that this year.
Okay. Thanks for breaking it down for us, Leah.
Thank you.
And that is KSL at Night co-host Leah Murray.
Two young fathers are shot to death outside an iconic Utah restaurant.
I said, your dad has been hurt really bad.
The grief was disorienting for those left behind until one choice changed everything.
I just remember writing this letter, and it wasn't me writing it.
Can a personal decision shape generations?
We're all falling for this guy's trick.
I'm Amy Donaldson. Season 2 of The Letter, Ripple Effect, is available now. Follow us at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.